For more than four decades, the Georgia Guidestone served as an unusual rural roadside attraction, until somebody decided to blow it up earlier this month. The giant monument was a testament to the region's granite industry and was also associated with conspiracy theories in rural Georgia. Georgia Public Broadcasting's Stephen Fowler explains how the community is grappling with the aftermath of the bombing.
Usually when Elberton Mayor Daniel Graves visits his local coffee shop for breakfast Wednesdays, somebody asks him about the Georgia Guidestones.
And it's usually some new Facebook post or some new YouTube video or some other quirky little thing.
His typical response?
I said, I think they're great. Sure, I'm proud to have them.
But on Wednesday, July 6th, his phone wouldn't stop ringing off the hook. Around 4 a.m., someone placed an explosive device at the base of the granite monument just outside of town.
My initial reaction was heartbreak and anger, frustration. I think that that's consistent with the community's reaction.
To call the Guidestones unique is to be guilty of monumental understatement. Picture, if you will, several granite slabs arranged kind of like Stonehenge with cryptic messages carved in multiple languages like "Be not a cancer on earth" or "Avoid petty laws and useless officials." Some people keyed in on other guides like "Keep the population below 500 million in perpetual balance with nature" and to quote "guide reproduction wisely." That's led to protests, plenty of conspiracy theories about ties to Satan, and sometimes light vandalism.
There's been numerous occasions that people have come over and spray painted it. They've put the NWO, the New World Order, they've sprayed that on a bunch of times.
Mark Clamp is the owner of Clamp Sandblasting. It's a bit of a family thing for him.
My father sandblasted all of the lettering into the Guidestones, and for the last 25 years, I've maintained the Guidestones.
He points the finger for the bombing at the recent trend of monument removals, sanctioned and unsanctioned, plus a fringe candidate for governor calling for the demolition of the Guidestones as her top priority.
It sets the mood for the crazies to come out and do their thing.
That failed candidate, as well as others who believe conspiracies about the Guidestones, have falsely claimed that God struck the monument down with righteous lightning, despite surveillance video showing a person planting a device and running away. Elberton Mayor Daniel Graves says his county is a solidly conservative, God-fearing community, so outside voices claiming Satan's hold on the stones don't add up.
Our view of righteousness is not an almighty God that needs zealots to do his dirty work and destruction. That's hatred. All the dynamite in the world can't change a man's heart.
Jared Holt with the Institute for Strategic Dialogue studies extremism. He says conspiracy theories and people acting out on them is nothing new, but
I think what happened with the Guidestones kind of speaks to how pervasive conspiracy thinking has become.
Holt says the line between posting stuff on the internet and doing things in real life is blurring more and more. And with our current political climate rewarding more extreme statements,
whether it's elected officials appealing to online conspiracists or online conspiracists trying to become elected officials, we're really starting to see the effects of that in clear and obvious ways.
Elberton is billed as the granite capital of the world, and the stones were a major tourist draw to an otherwise isolated area. That means fewer people eating at local restaurants, shopping at local stores, and sleeping at the town's hotel. Beyond that, community members are coming to terms with the loss of the monument's other meaning for a place built on generations of granite.
It was honestly a part of their family legacy.
That's Rose Scoggins, editor of the local paper, The Elberton Star.
It just showed how much work and craftsmanship that those in the granite industry and their descendants put into it.
Investigators are still searching for who planted the explosive device, and residents are left picking up the pieces, literally and metaphorically, after the bombing. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Elberton, Georgia.